This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 7 after the hour, DJV time. March 21st is upon us, first full day of springtime. It's Wednesday. I'm here with the delightful companionship of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're all here to delightfully be your companion in conversation. So let's get to some of the trending items. Where do we start, Victoria?
Well, the number one trending item across all social media right now is, of course, the Austin bomber. He is dead. He killed himself inside his car with one of his explosive devices. The authorities have said that there was a second package that he had mailed from the same FedEx shipment store. That's the way they caught him, was actually all the security cameras from FedEx. So he obviously didn't realize that he was on camera the whole time he was making multiple trips to mail these packages from the same FedEx facility. And so FedEx, they isolated the second package before it was shipped out. They turned it over to authorities so it did not detonate. There was a lot of concern that the missing second package was out there, but it's not. It's actually with authorities. And so he was a 24-year-old white male, and that's pretty much the most that we know about him. He was captured and, or he was located at a hotel. They tracked his cell phone, and then they there was a chase that ensued, and he detonated the there were shots fired, but that's not what killed him. He detonated one of his own devices.
I want to sort of start a policy of not identifying the people.
Yeah, I don't even care what his name is.
I don't want to, because that's really what they're looking for, most of them. Some kind of notoriety on their way out, so we can get away from that. All right, yep. What else have you got that's cooking?
Well, a name that we can definitely talk about is Mark Zuckerberg. And everyone is wondering, where is Mark Zuckerberg? He has been suspiciously absent from hearings yesterday down in D.C. He was supposed to talk about this whole Cambridge Analytica thing. He was not there. He has sent representatives. No one seems to know, even at the Facebook higher-ups. They're wondering, where is he? Why hasn't he made any statements? So it's kind of like a Where's Waldo right now on social media. Where's Mark Zuckerberg?
Where's Waldo? Waldo Zuckerberg, please stand up.
Exactly.
Real Waldo Zuckerberg. Do you think he, I don't know much about him. He, you know, you go back to the movie that showed the story of the beginnings and then what kind of a guy he was. He kind of screwed the other fellas out of the deal when, you know, it was nicely portrayed in the movie, but you didn't get a warm, fuzzy feeling about him as a human being, the way he treated those two twins that were involved in the startup. Yeah. So that was Armie Hammer who played that role, by the way.
Yeah.
If you don't remember it. So I wonder what he's really all about. He presents himself, there's certainly a person like that with the resources he has, he can create an image around himself. You know, he can buy an image. Almost. But there are a lot of dicey things going on at Facebook. And you wonder, okay, is that really reflective of the culture there? And if the culture there is like that, doesn't it reflect on the mindset of the person who really runs the business? More often than not, that's, you know, it flows downhill.
Well,
so
you know,
I guess, No, I'm just wondering what kind of a guy he is.
Well, we're going to see him now in some sort of a scrambling mode, and this might be the first time that we've actually seen Mark Zuckerberg, you know, up against the ropes. But he's going to have to deal with a very big social media backlash. There's a planned blackout on April 20th, and that's spreading all across Twitter and Instagram, where people are going to take their pictures off of Facebook, their profile picture, and replace it with a black box. And so that's going to be a national blackout, and that's to protest Facebook essentially selling, you know, the thing that came up about all this with the Cambridge Analytica and all the other stuff and the Russian ads and the conspiracies and all this other stuff, really, the bottom line is Facebook isn't the product. We are the product. They're selling us.
They're nothing without us. What are they?
And they're selling our data. They're selling our and they're that's really the big problem.
What point does it become enough? The guy's worth billions of dollars. Facebook is worth, and Facebook has been up and down the bell curve on Facebook, and its relevancy has gone up and down. And you give him kudos because he and his staff have figured out how to continue or bring back the relevance of Facebook in many ways. But at what cost? How much, you know, the question can be asked, how much money is enough? How much do you have to control? And maybe it becomes not about money, Victoria, but just about you get that hubris, that feeling of strength and authority and control. And so it just takes you over. And that may be one of the things going on in this. I'm speculating, but I just see this as somebody who may not have been as mature as he might have been when he had the first success. And he seems to have grown into it in a mature way. But we thought that of the woman that started the blood test program. And, in fact, turned out to be that she wasn't, I forget her name, but she wasn't what she appeared
Elizabeth
to be.
Elizabeth something, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Theranos. That company.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think to me, and for me personally, where the one word that comes to mind with Mark Zuckerberg now is just greedy.
Maybe.
I think that that's just, I think that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, right. That's sort of what I was saying in a less direct way. Yeah, just greedy.
Yeah, just that's how it feels. Yeah.
Greedy, I want to run the world. People say, well, he should run for president. He's too young to run for president, first of all. He's not, you got to be 36 to run for the presidency.
Still, it's not even an age thing. And in The Social Network, the movie that was written about him, I remember at the time, he had all of his Facebook employees, he took them all to a screening, and he walked out. He didn't even stay for the whole movie because he didn't like how he was being portrayed.
Right, yeah. The truth hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. 12 past the hour. More people in the news. The Rock is in the news. Dwayne Johnson is focused on his dad, and his dad's focused. He got a call from his father. His father had a hip replacement surgery, and he called Dwayne Johnson and said, hey, I need a bigger car. And here's what he writes. The Rock says, my pops just had his hip replaced. He called me and said, hey, Mr. D, the surgeon feels I need a bigger car. And then at that point, he cut his father off and started to laugh. I got you covered on this. Just going to pick out what you want. And there it is. He's got a big Cadillac Escalade now that Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who made $54 million last year in movies and on TV, gave to his father. Apparently, his father was tough on him. He explains that. He is happy to oblige his father because he has a good relationship with him now, but he didn't, apparently, when he was growing up. But he does acknowledge that he wouldn't be where he is now if it wasn't for his father. Quote, I hated it when I was a kid, but grateful for it as a man. I'm lucky I could do this. And he is. And he's one of these people, you know, we talk about this, Victoria, with regularity, who does seem to get where he came from, knows his roots. The opposite of what we just said about Zuckerberg could be The Rock. He is humble. He's easy to talk to. He understands that he's so thankful. He gives thanks for, and that's, I think, one of the most important things. If you're not grateful and don't sort of in some way acknowledge your gratitude, you lose it. I think, and that may be Zuckerberg's. He may be so, you know, he's so stuck on himself, he doesn't realize that it's not about him. It's about, as you said, the people who use Facebook, who are on it. And so I think the people who go see The Rock, I go see any movie he's in. I just want to see him in a movie.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
And I think the age of social media is so important because in the past, when you talk about old Hollywood, you really didn't know anything about the actors.
No.
You didn't know much about their personal lives.
It was all manufactured by the PR people that worked.
Right.
For the movie industry, for the studios.
And so now, you know, I look at two different polarizing figures. The Rock is universally loved, and the more we learn about him in his personal life, the more we want to love him. Because he is who he says he is, and he walks the walk. And then you look at somebody like Tom Cruise. The more we've learned about Tom Cruise, the creepier he's become, and his movie sales are just in the tank. He can't even carry a movie the way he used to, and I actually think Tom Cruise is a really good actor, but I can't watch him anymore. All I think of is creepy Scientology culty stuff.
I go
and a lot of people judge that.
I like that.
And I also judge the fact that he hasn't even seen his daughter with Katie Holmes in, like, this last 7 years or something. And then we see The Rock with his daughter. And, and you know, these are the things that everyone's career is now affected by social media presence.
Rock has a plane. And if he's working on a movie, his daughter is up in the San Francisco area. So if he's on a movie set and he knows his daughter is going to participate in some kind of sports activity or something at school, the production stops, he gets in his plane, he flies up there, goes to the event, and takes her to dinner, and then he gets on the plane and comes back again.
And so the fact is, his manager is his ex-wife. That is,
oh, I didn't know that.
That says, that says
really?
A lot.
I didn't know that.
That says a whole lot about he must be a good guy if the ex-wife is at least, you know, has been working
handling
with him.
Handling the money.
And it's before he became such a huge megastar. So that, you know, and those are the types of the of celebrities, I think, that the general public, we just feel like we want to support them.
Yep. Agreed. All right, let's focus for a moment on our smiles. Every day I try to take a moment or two to think about what you may think if you were to see me or Victoria or Kara or any of us on the program. When you look at us, when you see a picture of us or you're able to meet us, or we just, maybe not just us, it's to anybody. When you see someone, what do you, what's the first thing you look at? Most of the time, if you're really not being a wise guy, you're looking at a woman's smile, you're looking at a man's smile. White teeth, super important. So if you are like me and have tried a lot of different products to get rid of the stains that are on my teeth and on your teeth and you've not been successful, or you don't like the process because it takes a long time, and if your teeth are the least bit sensitive, you put those strips on and there's something chemically in there that gets, and it's like having your teeth drilled and not having Novocaine. It smarts. And all this for white teeth? Nope, don't have to do that anymore. A whiter, brighter smile is now yours using Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no messy trays, none of that stuff. 5 minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. And the people at Power Swabs have put together a patented natural tooth detergent. And then there's a whitening agent that goes with it that lightens up those stains in 5 minutes. So after you're done, you'll look in the mirror and say, I have really achieved something. Drinking coffee, tea, maybe smoking, that kind of stuff, doesn't help your teeth. Power Swabs fixes the problem, and not only on teeth, but caps, veneers as well. So my suggestion is, if this intrigues you, why don't you try them out? Call 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. You're on your way to a whiter, brighter smile.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call Cintas. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Three half the hour now, DJV time with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Prince Harry and Meghan have announced what kind of a cake they're going to have at the wedding. This is really big stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, don't joke. This is big news. Everybody cares about this.
The Violet Bakery is making the cake. They've asked the lady who runs it, the pastry chef, is Claire Patak, to devise a lemon elderflower cake to incorporate the bright flavors of spring. The dessert is going to be covered with buttercream, decorated with fresh flowers that you can eat. Now, this might not seem like a particularly revolutionary pick, but the decision indicates the way in which Ms. Markle's background and interests are being woven into the wedding, which is kind of neat. Ms. Patak comes from California. She worked up at a big bakery in Berkeley. She moved to London, worked at a series of shops before starting her own business in 2010 with a focus on using high-quality seasonal and organic ingredients in all of her cakes. So apparently Meghan Markle interviewed Ms. Patak for her a lifestyle website, The Tig. I don't know. I didn't even know that existed. What was that?
Yeah, it was actually pretty popular for as far as lifestyle blogs and websites go. People were really disappointed when Meghan Markle shut it down when she got engaged.
Very popular. All right, so anyway, she posted a lot of things, culinary pics and that sort of thing. So that's how she made the connection to Ms. Patak. So now you know the rest of the story, ladies and gentlemen. 25 after the hour, music news now. Speaking of the rest of the story, The folks from Bonnaroo, I always, when I hear that, you don't hear it very much. Bonnaroo is like Kookaroo or Kookichu. A brand new festival called Grand Doozy. Good God, another one. This is in Denver, Grand Doozy.
I love all these names.
I know it. The lineup features Kendrick Lamar, Florence and the Machine, and Stevie Wonder. Other acts.
That's diverse.
Yeah, sure is. Chainsmokers. St. Vincent and Mavis Staples. There's more diversity there.
Yep.
Takes place in September 14th to 16th at Overland Park on the golf course there. The event aims to provide a distinct experience, which basically highlights food and beer and arts and crafts. And this outdoor, this is all the stuff will be out on the stage out of doors. On the culinary side of things, the organizers have tapped some of Colorado's most innovative and celebrated chefs and beer people, mixologists, that sort of thing, to create an excursion called Devour Denver. That sounds rather suggestive. And also be a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, it suggests you're supposed to eat.
It sounds like there's some new lady doing tricks, and her name is Denver. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Arts and crafts, the craft beer experience. Denver.
How you got to that one. But
distilleries.
Right.
Well, it's the good thing. You don't always follow what I'm thinking.
Detour Doug. That's your new
Detour.
Nickname.
I like that. Detour Doug. All right. Also in the musical news, Pooh Bear. It's Pooh Bear, producer, songwriter, found a way to unite the different genres he dabbles in. One place his new album, which is entitled Pooh Bear Presents Birthday Music, which will feature some artists from the world of pop and urban Latin music. It's going to release late next month. Mark a new transition for Pooh Bear's most recent work, which over the last couple of years has included collaborations with Bieber the Worm, Sam Smith, Jennifer Lopez, DJ Khaled, marquee Latin names like J Balvin. I don't know who's J Balvin.
I know who Juanes is. Juanes is really big.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, he's got a remix of Despacito.
Despacito. Despacito.
Oh,
we're listening
laughing to
it right now. This is literally the most viral song in the history of viral songs, maybe except for Gangnam Style.
Despacito. Both of those.
It's my favorite kind of soup, despacho.
Hey, yes, right. I like that kind of soup. I'm an expert when it comes to all these names, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
You know that, right? There's nothing I'd rather listen to than Latin music in the car. I actually do like to listen to the Mexican stations here in L.A. The music stations are kind of fun. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, we've been test driving the new Subaru Crosstrek with Subaru's EyeSight feature. It's like having an extra set of eyes on the road and your foot hovering over the brake just in case you need it. EyeSight is a culmination of everything Subaru engineers know about safety. The Subaru EyeSight system monitors traffic movements and optimizes cruise control. It warns you if you sway out of your lane. My favorite feature is it tells you when the car in front of you starts to move in traffic. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Now 34 after the hour on the BJV show. Jennifer is off onto her other career path, trying to find sense out of nonsense. I suppose we could say that is what's happening here as well. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen keeping me on the straight and narrow, and you as well, with an update on this Uber fatality. You remember the self-driving SUV that struck and killed a pedestrian in Tempe, Arizona. This is the first fatality involving an autonomous car. It was a Volvo SUV there. The model is XC90. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those around. This woman was walking her bicycle across the street, and the car didn't see her. It was going 40 miles an hour, and that was the end of that. The test driver who was behind the wheel was kind of oblivious. I don't see. That's where I'm confused. What was this guy doing? He could have, must have seen this woman, or unless he was taking a nap.
Well, that's
probably
what I think is happening.
I wonder if
was it in a Tesla a few years ago where there was a guy who was driving, he was on, like, autopilot mode, and he was, like, taking a nap or, like, not paying attention? And I feel like people are now like, ooh, self-driving cars. They hear that word, and they think that they don't have to pay attention or do anything. But the cars aren't at the point where they can actually drive themselves without someone behind the wheel. So it's like, you still have to pay attention. So I imagine this person was, like, reading a book or texting or taking a nap or something like that.
But how is the car going 40 in a 35? Isn't that the point of the autonomous cars, that they obey the speed limits?
Yeah.
Well, did this thing just go rogue?
Here. Right.
Right?
You know,
and then the thing is, and I'm with you, Doug, everyone wants to know, why didn't this guy brake? You can brake and override the system. So he must have been asleep. They said when they interviewed him, he didn't seem like he was, you know, drunk or impaired somehow. So he probably was asleep until clunk, you know, until they hit somebody.
Right.
But again, the software failed on this. This is so many different levels of failure.
Lots
the software
failure.
Failed. It is going too fast for.
We're going down this road to these cars way too fast.
I think
way,
so too. Yeah.
Way, way too fast. Put the brakes on. What's the big deal? What's the hurry? Why do we have to be there in the first place? It's just another way to sell more stuff. Stop it. It reminds me, I've been making references to seeing a couple of movies on the plane last night. One of them, when I woke up from my nap, I was at the beginning of the Blade Runner movie, where Ryan, what's Ryan's last name?
Hotness.
The Ryan actress. Yeah,
Gosling.
One of the Ryans. Gosling. Yeah, okay. So he's behind the controls of this, whatever it is, the flying car that he's in on the way to the farmer's place, and he's asleep. And so there's an automatic thing in the car that wakes him up when the car gets to a certain level before he gets out of it. And I was just thinking of that when I'm thinking about this Uber thing. The guy was asleep in the same sort of way that this scene depicts Ryan Gosling asleep.
Yeah.
And it's just that we're not there. We don't need to be there. There's no reason for this.
Yeah, I know.
None.
The software is obviously not ready yet. They're testing it in Arizona because it has good weather, because they say weather also can throw it off. But this is just a woman walking across the street. Tempe, Arizona is a built-up enough area that the software should have accounted for the fact that pedestrians might want to cross the street. The software didn't detect her. If there was a stop sign, it didn't detect that either. So it's just, this is a mess.
It's another forum for us to talk about technology and how it isn't. Humans are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. By our very nature, we aren't. But those of you who worship at the altar of all of these devices, they are far from perfect. And we seem to be rushing headlong into more and more and more, faster, and it just isn't accomplishing things that are positive. There is no reason in the world that we have to be chugging down this road as fast as we are to automated cars, automated trucks, automated planes, automated trains. No! 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 All right. KB Toys, focus, since Toys R Us out, KB Toys in. I was thinking, we asked the question on the air the other day when we were talking about Toys R Us going out, where is there another company? In the back of my mind, I couldn't remember the name, but I remember there were these small little stores that were around in malls, sometimes secondary malls. They never seemed to be kind of with it enough. But now, because of all these toys, one would wonder if they wouldn't go to Toys R Us and say, we'll buy your inventory for 10 cents on the dollar or something, and then bring it to our stores and sell. And all those people that are out of work could go to work for, you know, all these big companies. I'm surprised that Hasbro and Mattel, some of these other toy manufacturers, haven't gone into the retail business themselves because they sell so much product. That wouldn't be the first time that happened, but apparently now they're all counting on KB. So who remembers going to a KB toy store when they were small? You do?
Yeah. Yeah, there's the mall that was near us when I grew up had a KB toy store in the mall, so it was smaller than a Toys R Us. But sure, I remember that. I don't remember when they went out of business, but I think it's really smart to bring them back in the form of pop-up stores. That's the thing.
Right,
even Starbucks
pop-up.
Is doing
what pop-ups. What is the pop-up store? What's the concept there?
They're sometimes separate little structures. They're out there. They're temporary stores. And so Starbucks, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Starbucks using the tiny houses and things like that? So it's a way to test out the market of a certain area. And so I think it's a brilliant idea for to have a KB pop-up store for the holidays.
You know, one of the things that people are not thinking about necessarily, except those who work in these companies, not only 31,000 people work for Toys R Us and there's 735 stores around the country, but think about all of the people that work in manufacturing for these companies that make toys that now have no outlet. There's a huge hole now. Maybe KB can take it. Maybe some smaller entrepreneurial types, you know, mom and pop operations can go into this business and take advantage of the glut, because the toy manufacturers are still making all of this stuff. There's inventory everywhere. And so one wonders, you know, with a huge loss like a Toys R Us, these people build their businesses. I can tell you, having come from a retail family, my father in the clothing business, they could build up with one or two clients huge amounts of inventory. And then if there's a burp or a hiccup, you lose your momentum, you lose money, sometimes you lose your job, sometimes you lose the business. Because there are a lot of smaller people that are supplying. Look at, I'm just thinking, the last time I went into a Toys R Us when Miles was about a year old, I was looking for something unique to give him. And I learned about all these little, if they get the distribution, they aren't so little anymore, but little mom and pop, there was a woman's name that comes to mind that was doing specialty toys, and I can't remember her name, but you know, I was thinking as we're going through this Toys R Us thing, what happens to people like her? What happens to those companies, even though they had broad distribution with immediacy? Like in these stores are, they're just closed, and they're loaded with inventory. So there's going to be a glut. This is going to have
I think this guy who's revamping KB Toys, I think that he knows that he can get the inventory that's sitting in stores from Toys R Us for pennies on the dollar. So I'm sure that those items will still be sold.
One would wonder, Victoria, if it wouldn't make sense for him to go in and try to take the leases over for some of those stores as well, since they're not in debt. KB is not. And the reason Toys R Us wasn't because they weren't doing something right is because they were saddled with huge debt.
Yeah.
We've seen how that impacts the radio business.
Went all the way back to the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Their debt was not new because of Amazon. Even though we all joked and we blamed Amazon, it really wasn't Amazon's fault.
So the other side of it is that Amazon could buy a lot of these toys up, too, and try to distribute them. I don't know. How much of a business is that? Does Amazon own much product, or do they just take product from other people and sell it? Do they actually own product?
They have distribution centers that
have labels that would be like Amazon this and Amazon that.
They do. They have several different categories that they've been branching out into. Like, for example, my paper shredder is called Amazon Basics.
Really?
And I highly recommend it. I'm not being paid to say that, but it's only $40. It's the best paper shredder I've ever used, and that's a lot cheaper than most of the other stuff. So Amazon Basics is a great technology brand, and I don't know who makes it for them, but it has their label on it.
Yeah, it'll be somebody else to make it for them.
They've taken over bookstores, so it just says Amazon Books now, where it used to be Barnes & Noble. So they are putting their name on more and more things.
And they need the brick-and-mortar solutions. It's the same as Whole Foods. You got to have places to distribute all this stuff if you're going to make a reputation on buy it now, go get it now, or we'll deliver it now, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
In a moment, people in the news with a focus on Stormy Daniels or Stephanie Clifford is her name.
Or Dimples again?
Dimples, yes, Dimples. 43 past the hour in the DJV show. If you're using one of those free email services for your company, may I suggest, you know, I'm talking about such-and-such at gmail.com or such-and-such at yahoo.com or such-and-such at AOL.com. Here is something that is very good for your business. We have tons of people. One of the demographics that we find in doing research for this program is that a lot of small business owners, for whatever the reason, that love listening to this program, whether it's because I encourage small businesses, whatever it is. But consumers who are also people who own small businesses, this is sort of a two-way street for you. The idea of professional email, your own professional ID with your email. And I don't mean, again, I'm talking about Gmail, Hotmail, whatever it is. This is not what we're talking about. This is a good personal solution, Doug.Stefan@whatever. Your business needs to own its own email. So here's easyemail.tech that comes along to make the process simple and very low cost for businesses large and small. So find out how this works. Easy Email. Call 844-344-7607 and you'll get set up with your own .com or .shop or whatever professional email you want. They can do it at Easy Email. It's a company based here in America, not in India, China, or someplace in Timbuktu. Now, these are Americans. They'll answer the phone when you call 844-344-7607, or you can go to easyemail.tech, easyemail.tech, or 844-344-7607. Your business name and identity will really stand out.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Where have you heard that before? There's some great news. Don't forget about the bottom line here. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. You know it, so take advantage of the opportunity. 47 after the hour. Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie Clifford, or the other way around. Stephanie Clifford as a pop star. Can we call her a pop star instead of a porn star? She
I'm not sure those things are interchangeable. But
you don't think? All right, so she took a polygraph, apparently, a couple of years ago, and I don't know why. What was the circumstances? She passed it. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. The reason she took the test is because in 2011, In Touch magazine bought her story. And so in order to, a lot of tabloids do that, in order to prove the story, they filmed her doing a polygraph, and she passed the test and all this other stuff. So that's why she did it.
So the story comes about using words and jargon. Like, technically, did she sleep with Donald Trump? I always find it interesting when people talk about having sexual encounters with people. They sleep with him. Who sleeps during a sexual encounter? I don't know. You go to sleep with her. You go to sleep. You go to sleep. This is not about sleeping. This is about doing the oompa-pa. And it's kind of actually gross. When I think about Donald Trump, I don't want to think about that necessarily. Or I don't want to think about it with anybody, I guess, in that way, because it just seems, it's just dirty. So, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, sex is a wonderful thing in the right place.
Well, you're not the only one who doesn't want to picture it. I think that there are a lot of people who don't want to picture it in this case.
So Melania jumps to mind.
Right. So are they still, is Trump suing her? They tried to stop the 60 Minutes piece.
That's airing this Sunday.
Yeah, I don't. They were successful doing that. Yeah. Right. So, all right. Well, more gluckabungas. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJB Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got a voice that goes down that low. 53 past the hour, movie moments time with the lovely, sometimes critically challenged Chuck Curry on the... are you guys doing your podcast this week? What's the podcast? Victoria and Kara.
We've been so busy, Chuck, we're not up to date.
Really?
So, yeah,
all
just
right.
Move on. Oh,
well, I want to promote it if I can.
Thank you.
Have you on board there. All right, so, Chuck, you wanted us to hear the theme from Ferris Bueller. So what do we have? I always wonder how your mind works, how we connect the dots.
Believe it or not, Doug, the star of that movie, Matthew Broderick, is 56 years old today.
Wow. Married to Sarah Jessica Parker still, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. How old is she? Was she in her 40s? How old do you think she is at this point?
I think she's over 50.
Is she? All right.
I think so.
Yeah. So I just
you remember. What do you like about Matthew Broderick? Do you like him?
I think he's very. I loved him when he was with What was that? The movie, the robot. What was the War Games or something? Remember that?
I love War Games.
When he was a kid.
Favorite movies.
Dabney Coleman wasn't Dabney Coleman the sort of klutzy bad guy in that? Yeah, that was a very good flick.
I tell you, the first time I saw Matthew Broderick, I'm going to date myself a little. When I was younger, the first cable in Brooklyn, New York was called WHT. And you had an antenna on your TV, and you paid for it, and I think it was two channels, and I saw a movie called Max Dugan Returns with a very young Matthew Broderick, Marsha Mason, and Jason Robards. I love that film.
Yeah.
I love that film.
What's good about him, Chuck, is that he's been very consistent. He works all the time. Mostly, he's a Broadway guy who's on
the
stage.
Well, now he's doing a ton of Broadway.
New York.
He does a lot of Broadway with Nathan Lane.
Yeah, right. And some people have thought because of that he was gay and that he was just covering up his gayness by being married to Sarah Jessica Parker. I don't think that's the case. But I don't know for a fact. I just don't. Is there any more to that?
No, I don't think that's the case. But I get where that rumor might come from. Also, he did a movie called Project X with Helen Hunt I like, and he did Glory, which was a more mature role for him opposite Denzel Washington, some of his best work. He's had a very good career. I just want to acknowledge the fact that today is his birthday.
Good.
Yes.
All right, speaking of acknowledging things in a moment, I would like to talk more about the director of A Wrinkle in Time, Ava DuVernay, and what we know about her and what's good about her, because she seemed to me to come out of nowhere, but that's not the fact or the case. We'll find out in a moment.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
All right, so Chucka, what do you know about Ava DuVernay? Did she come from nowhere, or has she got some credibility, street cred?
Well, she directed the movie Selma, which got a lot of critical acclaim, and then she directed Wrinkle in Time, which has gotten somewhat mixed reviews, and she just signed on to do a DC Warner Brothers movie in the superhero universe titled The New Gods, which will be a very ambitious project.
You and I have both seen the movie, Wrinkle in Time. I thought it was a special kind of neat movie. I like the spiritual side of it. What do people find fault with? Critics.
Well, I guess it's based on a very popular novel that a lot of people love, and sometimes the movie version of something that they love on paper doesn't live up to their expectation. So I guess that's what they just feel it's lacking in something.
Yeah. Do you think she went to Loyola Marymount here in Los Angeles? They have a good film school, and she seems to be, I think she's a local kid.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, she's a female director, and I think a lot of people in the industry want to see women direct more movies. So there's a strong rooting interest, let's put it that way, and that's a good, very good thing.
Well put, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on the DJB Show, 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.